oxygen. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like to reach.
Well, well, well. Another episode of For Crying Out Loud.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's us Tuesday. Again. That's right. Here we are in your ears.
Well, we're all warmed up because we already did Patreon.
Yes, we did a good Patreon.
We don't need you guys. Like, we're done. We're talked out. No, just kidding. We have so much to get to.
Yeah.
So much to get to. We might have to make these like 47-minute episodes instead of 45.
Good thing we have two ahead.
Let's say hello. Stephanie Stinker Rinker, what's up, girl?
She's still stinking it up.
Yeah, Krista, you make me want
to stroop, stroop, ba doop.
Sandra, it's not easy being green.
Nope.
But you make it look easy.
Mm-hmm. Looks good on you.
Kelly Brandt.
She'll take you to wherever you need to go.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Dave and Buster's.
Yeah.
Parenthood, whatever.
Whatever
Amy,
you want.
You're not take a cunt. You you're a nice cream. Person.
Oh, yes, she is.
Aaron, who dis? Alicia.
Escalante.
Leslie.
Still coughing, huh?
Wow.
Give her a cough drop. Somebody help her out.
Sarah Stefano.
My paisan.
Jennifer, get up. Rebecca Lubin.
Oh,
and Ishan Vajpayee.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I want to smack that ass. Missy and Gabby. What do you think Ishan's like? Could be his wife at this point. They were engaged. Now they could be married. Is she going to be like, what are you doing?
What are these two old ladies talking about your ass all the time?
We're obsessed. Yeah, Missy and Gabby, you guys need to
get your shit together.
100%. Hundy P.
Mm-hmm.
Katarina.
Check that motherfucking molar.
Take it from me. Valerie, you hit it out of the park.
All
Polly.
The time. Yeah. Love, you love, love, love your pancakes.
And your scissor.
Mm.
Athena, we love your dancing.
Love your dancing.
Elizabeth, you got a ton of kids.
Yes.
And it looks good on you. Ashley, you're so chic.
Mm.
Leslie tried to accost somebody outside of IKEA.
Oh, shit.
And inside IKEA.
Wow.
She brought her van. Leslie, come on now. Come on, girl. Jacob, you're so growly. Rita, you rock. Elizabeth, kids in your bassinet. And Hero, we love you.
We love you guys. We love all you guys. Thank you so much for
your support. We're obsessed with you guys.
We
definitely, definitely appreciate everything you guys do.
Don't we have a new one?
Yeah, it was Leslie Acosta.
Didn't you say a guy?
It's business shout outs.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
That's our business shout out.
All right.
You want to hear it right now?
No, Kaylin, cut that out and post.
Okay. You want me to flag it?
It's all right. I think we're okay.
All right.
Okay. We both had a big, our kids had big, both our kids, all three of mine, had big weekends this weekend.
Yeah. I know.
It's prom.
It was prom.
Prom.
Mm-hmm.
Prom. All right.
But your daughter is a senior and should be going to the prom. My two are not seniors, but still had a prom.
Now, did Sunny have a date?
Junior and seniors. No, Sunny went with the boys.
Okay.
He went with like six guys.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Listen, when Elby was a junior, she'd never even kissed anyone.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, senior, she's got it all going on. She's got, you know, serious boyfriend.
I saw the pictures. She looked beautiful.
She looked really pretty.
Yeah, she did.
So there was a lot of, you know, these girls, oh my gosh, where do we get our hair? We got to get our hair blown out.
Man.
We got to do the makeup.
Oh,
like a lot of parents spending a lot of money on their kids, which I understand. I'm sure you did too.
Natalia's all on it. I don't even get involved. She makes all the, she had a dry bar appointment. And she asked her dad to get a makeup person to come.
Okay.
Yeah. A little makeup lady that made me walk her out to the car and carry all her bags.
What?
Yes.
The makeup lady did?
Yeah. She was Natalia. She burned Natalia's shoulders. And she was like, Natalia.
Was she hair makeup?
No, she just, I don't know why. Natalia already had her hair done, but the lady had a, I don't know, she was touching it up or something. And Natalia's best friend, Olivia, was getting ready with the, and so afterwards, I told them that I don't even know her, and I walk into the bathroom, and she was cleaning up because I needed to get dressed and get ready because I was taking her. I'll tell you about her, but Anyway, and I'm like, oh, so you're all done. Okay. And she's like, yeah, can you help me? Like in an abrupt kind of rude way. She was like, yeah, can you help me bring my bags down to the car? I was like, okay.
It's like, bitch, aren't you being paid for that?
That's what I was thinking.
You hire an assistant.
Yes. I mean, it didn't really bother me, but the way she went about it.
Right.
You know, was kind of, I don't know. She had a very bitchy attitude about
it. Yeah, you'd think you'd wait, you know, because you're a nice person. You'd be like, oh, do you need any help with stuff? Mm. Like, she could be like, oh, my gosh, are you sure?
Yeah. No. No. She was directing me what to do. It was fine. Whatever. But anyway, go on.
No, go tell me. So what happened?
So I took her bags down.
that was the getting ready part.
That was the getting ready. So mm-hmm. they got ready and they got the like a Sprinter van. The parents all chipped in, mm-hmm. and they were going to one of the boys who I've known since second grade, his house for pictures. And Natalia invited me, which was really sweet. She never really. Usually she's like, oh, we'll do pictures. I'll send you pictures, you know. But right. this time she was like, can you drive us over to his house? And
yeah, because all the parents were invited.
Well, here's the weird thing.
Okay.
So I said, yeah, absolutely. And then she's like, can you make yourself look nice? And I was like, of course. I'll put makeup on and fix myself. And, you know, I won't wear my yoga pants and my T-shirt I've been wearing for the last four days. So I fixed myself. But then I got a text from her boyfriend's mom, who I really like, and she was like, can you send me something? She asked me to send her pictures, and I said, oh, I'm going to Mackie's house for pictures. And then she was like, oh, I didn't get invited. I was like, oh, well, just go. You should just go.
Yes.
And it turned out it was just her son is like a sonny. You know, he's not thinking about inviting his mom. And the mom of the household was out of town, and the dad was hosting it. So how was she going to get, you know? So anyway, so she came, and they all met there, and we took the pictures, and they looked really cute. Natalia was wearing a pink dress. She wanted to wear a long dress, but apparently she said something like, they're not allowing long dresses? I don't understand that. I don't get that. I don't know.
Who would not allow long dresses?
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't see one short dress at Elby's prom.
Yeah, I don't know if it was a theme or something, but there was I didn't see any long dresses. But anyway, she was wearing a pink dress. It was cute. And then she asked her boyfriend to wear a navy blue suit, which he got, and a pink tie. And she's tall as it is. She's like 5'8" and a half.
Wow.
And then she's got the heels, which is even taller. Her boyfriend was like a good few inches taller than her. So they looked cute together. I should post pictures. I forgot.
Yeah. Why don't you?
I don't know. I will. I'll put some up. And then they did the whole like, will you, you know, with the sign, they showed up at the door and his sign said, it would fill my heart. But he wrote Phil, P-H-I-L, uh-huh. If you were my date for prom. And then he put two pictures of Phil Dunphy from Modern Family.
Oh, my gosh.
Because Natalia loves Phil, loves that show and loves right. wants to marry a guy like Phil Dunphy because he has such a great sense of humor. Uh-huh. So he put that on there. And I'll post that, too. It was really cute.
So he did that, like, right before prom?
Yeah, he did it, like, a week before.
Oh, a week before.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And then her best friend is dating his best friend. So they're right. a foursome.
Right.
And those two look like brother and sister. They're just like, they look like Ken and Barbie, blonde, you know, blue eyes, just really cute. And him I've known since second grade. But yeah, they looked really cute. They were color coordinated. Red and black was their color. And then there was mostly boys and not a lot of girls, probably like four girls in their group. And the rest were all dudes, all the boys going together, didn't have dates. And they took off and they went to the W for dinner.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, where was Elby's?
So Elby's was at a place called the Odyssey. Do you know that place?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dawn, my girlfriend Dawn, got married there.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever been there?
I was there one time when Elby was a freshman to drop her off at a birthday luncheon there. So I know where it is kind of, and I've been inside one of the rooms and then I left.
It's beautiful up there.
Yeah.
It's really pretty. Got a nice view and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they did a before party, a pre-prom party at somebody's house. And it was funny because all of my mom friends, my Laura, Cecily, all my girls.
All your Cecilies.
All my, my Sharon. I got a Sharon.
I got a Sharon.
Samantha and Laura. These are my mom friends. They're all like, okay, so what time are we getting to the thing? And I'm like, yeah, I haven't heard anything about this, right? Because they all made plans to go to this girl's house to do the pictures.
Right.
Turns out it was, so it's Elby's friends, and then it was the mom's cousin has this really nice house with this beautiful backyard with like a waterfall and this, these really pretty pools. People kept making comments on my Instagram and whatever, like, oh, nice backyard. He's like, yeah, not mine.
So what? Okay, it's a beautiful backyard. That's where you do the pictures.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying they were complimenting.
Oh, yeah.
No, they were complimenting. They were like, that's like, love your backyard.
Right.
And I was like, no, it's not mine.
I wish. You guys would have climbed over the fence and took pictures by the pool next door neighbor.
Yeah. But it was great that they had somewhere really pretty to do all these pictures. But so we get to the house and they had invited all of these. So my kid and all of her friends, they rented a party bus. That there were like 35, maybe 40 of them. Like there were a lot of kids, maybe 35.
Wow.
So it was 35 kids and then all the parents. And some of these parents, I don't know, if is this just an LA thing? But these parents like invite like extended family. Oh. I'm like, what do you think this is? It's not a wedding.
I know.
That's a prom.
Right.
But it's like, grandma's there and the 14 cousins. And it's just more and more people started coming. It was like this huge party. But meanwhile, I didn't find out until I knew I was going, but Elby didn't invite me until like literally the day before. And she was like, oh my God, Mom, I'm really sorry, but I just found out myself. It's like, bitch, no, you didn't just find out shit. You already absolutely 100% knew.
Right.
And you just took your sweet time in telling me. I don't know if she didn't. I'm sure once she realized, I think in her defense, she knew that some of the parents were coming, but she didn't think like all of the, like it's a parent thing.
Right.
Yeah. But all of a sudden she found out like, okay, all the parents are coming at this time. And I think Elby was like, oh. So then she said, I just didn't want you to like hear it from the other parents first and think that I was not telling you. And I'm like, well, that ship has sailed because I have very much heard from all the other parents. And she was like, I'm sorry. And I was like, I wouldn't take it personally. Yeah. I knew I was coming. Yeah, she's like, oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we went and, like I said, it was really, really pretty. And there was like, everybody brought food. There was this big spread.
Nice.
Elby's date was very late.
Okay.
So then Elby started having like getting anxious about it and like what's going on. And I felt so bad. But then he got there and everything was fine. Then we took all those pretty pictures. Then they left for the prom in their party bus at the Odyssey. And then their plan was there was an after party somewhere. But then this is the thing about having a senior who's like 18 and a half years old. It's like, that's the last I hear of her.
Right. So
she's out. Like, I know. I mean, she slept over at her boyfriend's house, which is fine with me.
Right.
You know, but it's just funny because, but I do have that Life 360. So I'm like, all right. Like, I woke up in the middle of the night and had that like a little like quick heart palpitation. Like, okay, where is everybody?
Right.
And then I Life 360 and I see, okay, she's been at his house since 2:22 in the morning. I was like, you know what? That's not even that bad.
That's not bad.
Right?
Yeah, for a prom night, yeah.
Nobody got super drunk.
Okay.
Apparently, one girl got a little drunk, but nothing crazy.
Yeah. Everybody behaved, too. Yeah. Can I ask you, though, when you went and did, and after everybody left, because this happened to me, they all leave, and then all the parents are kind of standing around, and I'm like, was it kind of awkward? Like, okay, now what do we do?
No,
like,
because we all saw them off in the party bus.
Yeah.
And then we were basically on the street, like, with our cars.
Going to your cars.
So it was like, it would have been really awkward if we were like, okay, so should we just go back in the house? There's a lot of food left.
That's the thing. Yes. The guy.
And I didn't know most of these people. I didn't know the people whose house it was.
Right. See, I knew a couple of the moms because one of them is Natalia's best friend's mom and her boyfriend's mom. So, And then the dad that was hosting had a huge spread that I just started eating. I was hungry. And I was like, I kind of want to go back and get that spinach dip. But like, so they leave and we're kind of standing by the front door and we're like, I was like, is it rude if I just leave now? Like, or you know, like, what do we do now? You know?
Right.
And then luckily, one of the moms was like, all right, I got to get to my other kids. They got something going on. So I'm okay, I'll walk you out. You know?
Right,
I was
right,
like, bye,
right,
thank
right.
you so much. Goodbye.
Well,
left.
Me and LB's boyfriend's mom were both standing together. Like, there was so much stuff out there, and we were both like, the kids were going down to the party bus, and we both felt really awkward all of a sudden. So we were saying to the host, like, we're like, do you need help? Like, can we help you, like, put this stuff away? Yeah. And obviously, we weren't going to be doing that
right.
because everybody was leaving, you know?
Right,
and
right.
To her credit, the host, she was like, oh my gosh, no, don't worry about it. I yeah. got it. Like,
yeah.
go see the kids off. And we were both like, okay, thanks.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell us twice.
Now, when you talk to her boyfriend's mom, do mm-hmm. you, is there like, do you, is it comfortable? Like, I, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, totally. She's yeah. super sweet. Yeah, really sweet. And I've met her a few times now and we've
right.
connected on text and,
yeah.
you know.
Well, see, I guess because LB's older, they're old, they're over 18, the kids.
Yeah.
I got, you know, her and I have these two minors that are boyfriend and girlfriend. And it's like, make good decisions, you know.
Right, right.
I think I'm going to be taking, I talked to Natalia about it, me taking her to the doctor soon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a while ago.
I know.
For me.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Good. All right.
I mean, yeah.
Good. Well, that sounds like fun.
Oh,
yeah.
You know what we should do, though, before we transition to any other topics? Let's talk about something super important to us, which
yes.
is Nutrafol.
Our hair. Let's talk about our hair.
Oh, my gosh. You've been using Nutrafol for a long time.
Over a year now.
I had started a while ago and I didn't keep it up and now I've restarted and I'm
yeah.
really excited.
Yeah.
I can't wait to have results like yours.
Yes. When you take it, I've been taking it every day with my supplements for over a year now and my hair has gotten healthier, stronger, thicker.
I noticed too in your hairline,
yes.
like a fuller hairline.
Mm-hmm. You can see that I started having the baby hairs come in. Mm-hmm. Wendy loves it. She's on it. She has the travel pack that when I traveled with her, she brings it with her. It's great. It's really, you know, and for us women, our hair starts to shed as we get older.
And thins.
Yeah.
Especially, and a lot of things can do that. Fluctuations with hormones, you know, menopause, of course. And just naturally, women get thinning hair.
Yes.
After so glad there's something we can.
Postpartum.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, and it's clinically shown to improve visible thickness and strength.
Yeah. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol hair growth supplement for 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code FCOL. Find out why over 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com is spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code FCOL. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code FCOL.
Woohoo!
Woo!
Yeah, so post-prom,
yeah.
I was really looking forward to like chatting LB up and finding out all the details.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta say, this bitch was so mum's the word about, I pick her up, it's like the next afternoon, you know, she had like a chill morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had to work that afternoon. So she didn't have a car with her because, mm-hmm. you know, party bus, the whole thing.
Right.
So I pick her up. I'm like, how was it? You know, meanwhile, two of my mom friends both had kids sleep over at their houses.
Uh-huh.
So like my friend Laura, like her daughter had her little group of friends. So this is all one big friend group.
Right.
But they also have friend groups within the big friend group.
Yeah.
So some of these kids are closer to that. So this two different friend groups kind of made their own
little slumber party afterwards.
Two of them. So I had already talked to both those moms and gotten some gossip, you know, nothing like that interesting though. But then I'm expecting like, okay, I want to hear from Elby. So I pick her up and I'm hoping for some girl talk, you know, post prom. And I'm like, how was it? And she's like, good.
I know.
There's no good. I know. What happened? Yeah. And she's like, it was really fun, you know?
Right.
Went to the prom. That was really fun. They played. Oh, I know that you're going to relate to me on this, but so I was her high school's Instagram. They have a high school Instagram page. There were a bunch of video clips songs they were playing. I looked at the video clips of all the kids dancing. And they're playing all these like old school jams.
Oh my God. Not, I want to go.
They're playing like ABBA, Dancing Queen. There was another ABBA song that I can't remember what it was. There was like, and then there was like old Justin Bieber, like baby, 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 oh.
Yeah.
And all the kids were screaming, you know, baby, baby. And they're all like, oh.
Oh, I love that.
I know. It was really cute. And then they played like tick tock on the clock. Da-na-na-na-na-na, right.
Ah.
So when I pick Elby up, I'm like, oh, I know they played like good music. I heard they were playing like some like oldies and stuff. Mm-hmm. And she goes, no, they weren't.
What?
I'm like, I heard some of the songs. Right. I was like, they played ABBA. And she goes, oh, well, yeah. I mean, they played ABBA, Dancing Queen. And I'm like, yeah. And they played Justin Bieber, like, Baby. Mm-hmm. Like, that's from, like, 2010.
Yeah.
Like, and she was like, oh, yeah. But the rest of it wasn't. I was like, well, it kind of was because I did hear other songs. I don't know. I was like,
did she dance? Do you know?
She said like, she danced. Yeah, she said she had fun. Although she said her feet hurt really early on.
Yeah.
And she had to take her shoes off and just put on socks.
Yes. See, the girls had their shoes on for pictures. And right before they got on the bus, they changed into tennis shoes with their little dresses.
Oh, my gosh. Elby should have thought of that.
Yeah. I think it's like when I was driving back home to my house throughout the neighborhood, I'm driving by these houses of these kids are getting ready. They're getting in their limo and they all have their dresses and their tennis shoes.
Yep.
I think it's like they do at their school. Yeah. But I talked to Sunny and so Natalia had a couple of her girlfriends spend the night and they got home like, I don't know. I think it was like 11 because the thing was over at like 10 or 10:30, something like that. They probably got home at like 11:30. They all took Ubers home instead of, you know. So they were like having a good time and they were making popcorn and going in Natalia's room and watching, you know, I don't know, movies or whatever. And then Sonny came home and I was like, well, how was it? And he was like, it was fine. It was good. Yeah, nothing. Didn't tell me anything either. Like, well, was the music good? Yeah, you know, same old stuff. I was like, okay. And then I asked Natalia, and she's like, it was really fun. We had a good time. I'm like, all right. Nobody wants to ever give me any details.
I want gossip.
I know.
I need to live vicariously through my children because I have zero life of my own at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to give me something.
Like, who did
Let me live.
Yeah. Did you hold somebody's hair in the bathroom while she puked her guts out? Like, what? Anything?
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
It's funny because by the time they're seniors, like, I don't know. Honestly, sometimes I talk on this podcast and I'm like, are these moms all going to be judging me? But you know what? Shit changes. Between freshman year when I was all scandalized because Elby went to a party and there was alcohol there and I was like, couldn't wait to tell you guys on Patreon to now, it's like, I'd be shocked if there wasn't alcohol. Some of these kids, they bought alcohol for this after party that they were going to. Elby told me, I was like, well, how do you guys all get the alcohol? She's like, well, a lot of people just have fake IDs.
Oh, jeez.
Like, where do they get the fake IDs?
Yeah,
she goes, I don't know. Bullshit. Yes, she does know where they get fake IDs.
She ain't giving up that info.
No, she's not giving up the info. But she thinks I'm stupid, like that I'm not going to be like, I know you know. Okay, whatever. When I was her age, I stole someone's purse to get a fake ID, you know?
Yeah.
And then the girl had red hair and looked nothing like me, and I got busted with it.
Yeah.
The point is, we all know how fake IDs are
Absolutely.
Obtained.
Absolutely.
But Elby says that these days, well, she's like, I wanted to know where somebody specific that she told me had a fake ID got it. And she claims she didn't know, but she was like, mom, people have them made. Like people take people's information and go to the DMV and get like an ID.
They go to the DMV?
I guess. I thought it would be harder or maybe.
Wow.
I don't know. She said there's people that make really good fakes.
Online and stuff. I bet there is. Yeah. Now that you think about it. Well, if we had that, we would have done that back in the day.
Oh, hell yes.
I had to find an ID at a rap concert that was on the floor. I told you the story before and I pick it up. And she's got brown hair, brown eyes, my height, my weight, doesn't look anything like me. She was like, you know, 10 years older than me. And I was like, done. Dina was her name. And I can't remember her last name. Memorized all of her info, her address, went to the DMV the next day, said I lost my license, said I was her, took the picture. I don't even think they did a thumbprint back then. Maybe they did.
I don't know. But it didn't matter.
Right. So they took the picture, and then 2 weeks in the mail, and I changed the address. I said I moved, changed the address to my address, got her a license with her information. But then used it for like 6 months, got pulled over on New Year's Eve day.
I remember this story. It's such a good one.
The cop was like, you're speeding, and your tags are expired or something. And he's like, driver license. And I accidentally just pulled out my fake ID and handed it to him. And I was like, oh shit. And then he was like, wait, that's not the right. And he goes, what is this a fake ID? Like he called me out.
Right.
And I was like, yes, it is. I'm not going to lie. I'm so sorry. That is a fake ID. And he was like, do you understand that I could take you to jail right now? Your car will get towed and you could spend New Year's Eve in jail for having a fake ID. And what are you thinking giving it to me, a CHP officer? And I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And he was like, he gave me a ticket for speeding, took the ID. So I'll take this, put it in his pocket, gave me a ticket, let me go.
Wow.
Yeah. Awful.
So I had one. I've told you that I've told the story before, but who cares? It was a welfare ID. Remember that?
Oh, wait a minute. Really?
It was somebody's friend. Oh, because I worked at Burger King. Mm-hmm. So somebody at Burger King had a friend who had, and the girl's name was Donna, and she had dark hair like me. That is all we had in common. This girl was like 25. Yeah. I was like 16. Uh-huh. And I used, and it was a welfare ID. But I used it. God. And then at one point somebody was just like, this isn't you. Oh. And I was like, yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'm mm-hmm. on welfare and that's my ID. And he didn't take it away from me. But then maybe I just got scared and stopped using it because mm-hmm. the person called me out on it.
Right.
So then I stole somebody's ID. God, I'm just sounding better and better as you guys find out stuff from my book.
Yeah.
I snatched somebody had, it was like a purse in a bathroom, and I took their wallet and I opened it and I took their ID and it looked nothing like me. Now at this point I was probably like 18. I had moved to LA and I needed to be able to go to the Red Onion.
I know.
And I didn't have an ID.
Yes, the Red Onion.
Yeah, so I was real desperate.
Mm-hmm.
So I stole this ID. And then at one point I tried to go into this bar and the girl, somehow the person knew the girl. You know what I mean? However I took the ID, it must've been from that bar.
Yeah.
Somehow the bouncer was really mad and was like, I know this person, this is stolen. And I was like, what? Oh my gosh. And I was like, I think I ran. And he took it.
I did the same thing.
Bad luck with fake IDs.
I know. I had wanted to go to the Red Onion. See, the problem was Mike, Glenn, Don, they are all like a year or two. Mike was 3 years. Don's a year, like, older than me. So they were 21 and I was still 19, 20, not being able to go. So I was like, fuck this shit. I was telling Wendy, she gave me one of her IDs and she's like, just say you're me. And I'm like, okay, but this says I'm 29 and I was 19. I'm pushing 30 at this point. And I used it maybe once or twice at Red Onion. And then eventually somebody was like, what's your sign? And I was like, oh, what the fuck is her sign? And I got it wrong. And he was like, I think he asked like, what year were you born? And I didn't like pay attention. I didn't realize she was 10 years. I don't know. He tripped me up and he was like, yeah, I'll be, this is not you. I'll be tearing this up. And I was like, damn it. Yeah, I got fucked. I did not have good luck with IDs either.
Well, I didn't even go to my prom. Like, I would just drink every weekend at, like, you know, bars and what have you. So I'm just happy that if LB's friends have fake IDs, I don't think LB has a fake ID. That would really surprise me. But again, it would really surprise me.
I asked Natalia and Sunny once about it, and they were like, they did say, like, you can go online. I mean, I'm sure you can just go online and buy them. I don't know how good they are, how they look, but I'm right. sure you could just, again, imagine if we were able to do that back then.
I got a fake ID.
You did?
Yeah, I got two of them, actually. It came with two. The person that made them for me, and no problems.
It came with a
no
duplicate.
Problem. Yeah,
it came two with for two. How did
you, so you, there was
case,
a guy, you knew a guy?
It was confiscated.
Yeah, it was, I think it was a
That's
girl.
Smart.
Yeah, went to her house and, you know, just took the picture, and then, yeah, I got.
You paid for it and got a fake
ID. I think it was $100.
Wow, what a racket.
Bargain.
Yeah.
$100.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Somebody's walking on the thing?
Somebody's playing Muse. Somebody's on the roof. Like,
oh, you don't have your headphones on.
No.
You don't have headphones?
I do. Just don't feel like wearing them. Anyway. Hey, so you had a fake ID the whole time, Kaylin?
Mm-hmm. That's right. I think I probably got it when I was like 18.
And never got 19. Taken away?
Never got taken away. Never got questioned. One time I was at a bar in at City Walk, Universal City Walk. And I gave the guy my ID, and he raised his arm and like pointed at a tattoo on his arm that were like numbers. And I was like, huh? And he was giving me like a thumbs up, and I was like, he goes, the area code, like Arizona. It's Arizona. I was like, okay, cool,
Jesus
bro.
Christ.
Yeah.
Oh,
like, yeah, all right.
Was it your name under your name?
Yeah, it was my name, my picture, everything.
Wow. That's awesome.
But just a different address.
Yeah. It's just somewhere in Arizona. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
That is pretty funny.
So, yeah. So in my day, a lot of drinking. So I'm just like,
you didn't go to prom?
I didn't go to my prom. So
why?
Because I had a boyfriend very briefly, but then I started getting the ick from him.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were all supposed to go to prom, and I was like,
did he cut his hair or something?
No, he just liked me too much. And yeah. In those days, I just couldn't handle somebody liking me. And then I thought, I just felt, I don't know. And I remember that the whole thing seemed like too much. You have to remember that my home life was not great.
Yeah.
So I had no mom that was going to be like, let's go prom, go shopping.
Yeah.
Everything was like, I'm going to have to ask her for money to buy me a dress, to get shoes, to the I was just like, I just couldn't be bothered.
Yeah.
The whole thing. Yeah. I knew she wasn't going to be supportive and help me. So I just said, fuck it. And I said, I didn't want to go.
Do you regret not going or no?
I don't.
Like, do you remember?
My high school days were kind of a shit show.
Yeah.
I didn't have a great time. Like, I look at LB and I'm like, I'm so happy for her. Mm-hmm. She's got such a secure, she's got a big group of friends. She's does so many fun things with her group. And, you know, my school, I moved. I started 11th grade at a different state across the country. I had to make new friends. I never fit in that well anyway. So, you know, I had this one friend and then this other friend and this other friend.
Right.
And none of them were really friends with each other. Aww. So they became friends, but mostly because of me. So they wouldn't do things on their own.
Right.
They weren't a friend group. Like I just met this random girl who didn't have a specific group of friends, you know, and then this other girl. And it just wasn't like we did stuff together, but we went to parties. We went and found frat parties and got drunk.
Right.
And like, that's what we did.
Yeah.
And I didn't miss anybody really once I moved. It was like, okay, bye. I moved with one of the girls, came with me. She was 17 and I was 18.
Wow.
She dropped out of high school and just like moved to LA with me.
Wow.
I was just kind of like,
yeah,
I didn't feel like I belonged there. So to answer your question, no, because it wasn't like this buildup of like, oh, I've known these kids for a really long time and now we're going to do prom. It was just like another school, another place. I wasn't happy at home. I was like, I just can't wait to get out of here.
Yeah.
So
Hot damn.
I don't really regret it because there's nothing to really regret.
Right.
Because I don't.
Right. Right. Well, if you didn't have like that base of friends, you know, like I went to the alternative magnet school, but next door was Birmingham High School.
Right.
Which is where we met Glenn and Don and Mike. And then so we were friends with them, plus our friends at school. Glenn took me to prom. I have the prom picture. I should find it. I was wearing like a white stretchy dress with lace on the side. And he was wearing a white tuxedo with, he looked like a Guido, like with tails.
Uh-huh.
And his hair was like blown out and long and like, you know, like the 80s hairspray. My hair looked like, I mean, like Motley Crue, you know. And we went to, like, he was my date. I don't really remember the rest of the night. Like, I think we had a party at some motel room or something that somebody rented out at some point along the way. Glenn drove in his Camaro 455, and we all just kind of like hung out afterwards and got drunk and whatever, you know.
I mean, that's what people did in those days. They rented a hotel room.
Right.
But LB's friends all, there's one kid whose parents, I guess, are very cool, mm-hmm. and he has a lot of parties. He had a party the night before prom. Then he had a party after prom. There was, like, I guess, a lot of alcohol there. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's just, maybe it's just, like, even easier to get. But, like, I think back to when I was in high school and all the drinking we did, and, like, I don't know where it came from.
Right.
I think I remember people would order a keg. Because I went to a lot of keg parties were the mm-hmm. things that we did.
Yeah, me too.
Everything was a keg party. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a keg party here. And then somebody would roll up with the keg or a pony keg. Remember those? That was like a half keg.
Yeah.
And somebody would lift it off of the back of somebody's truck. Mm-hmm. And then they'd set it up in the park.
Yeah.
And then you'd all have the red Solo cups.
Yes.
And then you just come up to the keg and get, I mean, mm-hmm. I was like 15, 16.
I know. Me too. Like we had those kind of parties. We would go to the school parking lots and hang out. But Natalia's friends, she had like a couple girlfriends spend the night. But there was the boys, you know, because her boyfriend, they all kind of came back and we're hanging out. The thing that I saw that they were coming home and they were on their way home on Life 360. Sunny already got home. So I was like, great, I'm going to bed. Good night. So I fall asleep. And right after I fall asleep, I get woken up. Mom, AB is locked in the bathroom downstairs. One of the boys.
Oh, no.
They came in to pee and he got locked in the freaking bathroom. Because the handle was like from, I don't know, because a cleaning lady got locked in there the other day when we had the cleaning people helping us clean. Mm-hmm. She got locked in. But Roberto and Alvaro were here, and they got a key. And I was sound asleep. And I'm like, who, what? Locked? And then I was like, yes, that happens. Well, that happens with that door. And she's like, what do I do? And I go, I was so irritated. I go in the garage and get a Phillips screwdriver and unlock it. You can do it that way. And it worked. She did it. She got him out of the bathroom.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
Yeah. So that was our prom weekend.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break. Okay. We're back. Okay. So I have a funny thing that happened.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not hilarious. It wasn't funny at the time.
Uh-oh.
But it's funny now.
Yeah.
Okay. So last week, one morning, LB's, we're looking for keys. Mm-hmm. Got one set of keys and it's my set of keys on the hook. Now, John had been out the night before. Oh, you know when it was? It was after our last recording.
Oh.
So that night I came home and then in the morning, so John had been driving the other car. And LB hadn't driven at all. LB had stayed home that mm-hmm. day. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that now it's Tuesday morning. LB goes to leave for school. She's like, where are the keys? And I was like, I don't know. So I'm like, John, where are the keys? Because it would be his keys. And he'd been driving the night before. And he's like, I hung him on the hook. Now he had a cold. So we've all been sick, as you recall. Last week, I was finally starting to feel better. Mm-hmm. John was feeling sick. So this was now, it's early in the morning. And I'm like, we can't find the keys. And I'm immediately pissed at him.
Yeah.
Because where did you fucking put the keys, you know?
Well, if he just put his keys right back on the hook where they belong. Ah.
I know. So I'm being an Adam. And I'm like, if you would just put... No, I didn't say that. But I was like, well, they're obviously not on the hook.
Right.
Like, my keys are on the hook. So Elby's now starting to freak out. And she's like, I have to go to school. Okay. But so do Sadie and Xander.
Right.
But so I go, all right, take my keys and we'll find Dad's keys. You know, they're somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So she takes the keys and goes to school. And drives to school. And now I'm like, John, I'm like pissed. John's turning over the house, like looking. Now the kids have this state mandated testing that morning.
Yes, we had that too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The school, we'd gotten a notice 2 days before, the night before, you have to be at school by 9 a.m. Now school starts at 8:30, but it was like, if you're not at school by 9 a.m., you can't do the testing. Like, the testing is going to have a hard start at 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. You can't do testing, and then you're going to have to be pulled out of classes.
To make up
the testing, which is kind of a nightmare, and then they get behind in their classes. Yeah. So now Sadie and Xander are starting to freak out.
And now I'm like,
John, did you leave the keys in the door last night? Because he has a tendency to, like, leave them in the car, leave them in. So we had already looked in the car. They're nowhere in the car. Mm-hmm. We cannot find them. I'm so annoyed at John at this point. I'm like, oh my God, like, you have lost the keys before, but this fucking takes the cake. So I'm like, what do you do in that situation? I call an Uber. Kids have to get to school.
Yeah.
Now I'm new to Uber. Remember I told you that I just recently downloaded the app because we were down a car and I needed to take Sadie to the pediatrician. So I downloaded Uber and had my first. I've Ubered with other people. I don't think
you told us that.
Oh, okay. Well, I've Ubered with other people, but I don't have the app on my phone. I've just never needed it.
Right.
But because when John's sister was in town, he was going to take her to the Getty. Sadie wasn't feeling well. So I was like, I had to take Sadie to the pediatrician. I was like, screw it. You guys don't stay home all day on my account. Elby had already gone to school. I was like, I'll just Uber. The doctor's office was like a mile away.
Right.
What I didn't realize was that if you try to schedule an Uber, because I was like, okay, she has to be at the doctor at 11:15.
Mm-hmm.
I'll schedule an Uber for 11 a.m.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, do you want an Uber? It's going to be $43 to go a mile. I was like, no. Wait, what? I think I'm doing something wrong. But if you want the Uber right now that's coming in 5 minutes, it's $5.
Wow. So if you schedule it, it's more that much more?
That much more.
$43
as opposed to like $5.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've also found Lyft to be a lot cheaper.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
I use Lyft. Yeah.
And can you schedule with Lyft?
I think you can.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think the problem is that then you're buying somebody's time if you have to schedule it.
Maybe that's
like but in my area, I've learned there's always an Ubers are like 4 minutes away.
Yeah.
You know, okay. So anyway. That was only like a couple weeks ago. Mm. So now I have the Uber app and now I'm all Uber proud.
Right.
I'm like, well, I'll schedule an Uber. I look it up and it's like, it says it's 5 minutes away, but it wasn't 5 minutes away. It was like 10 minutes away. Because, you know, and then it keeps saying, oh, okay, they're going to be there in 7 minutes. Anyway, Juanita rolls up in her gray Honda and the kids were just like, I was like, I'm going to get you. You're going to get to school by 9 a.m. if it kills me.
Right.
So I had by 8:40, I'd ordered the Uber. So anyway, they got to school on time. But the like Juanita rolls up. I'm like, hi, I called the Uber. You're taking them. And she's like, oh, not all three of you. And I was like, nope, just those two. And she was like, okay. And then the kids put on their Instagrams like, okay, I'm in an Uber right now. Like
going to school.
I was like, I texted them. I was like, pretend you're like a New York rich kid having a driver take you to school.
There you go. You know? In your Honda.
All you need to worry about is you're getting to school by 9 a.m.
Right.
And you got your shit with you. I made your lunch.
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
There you go.
Okay.
You go.
So then they're off. And now I'm like, where are these keys? And of course, in my mind, I'm like, well, I'm going to have to
order
a new set of keys. And I'm like, I don't even know how you do that. Like I call the dealership. I don't even know where our dealership is because we use a car broker to get our car.
Right.
I don't even remember, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. So LB texts me, the second set of keys are under the front seat of the car.
Oh, she found them.
She found him. But I'm like, so of course I'm like, oh my God, John left him in the car. But twist in the story.
Plot twist.
John hadn't been in that car. What happened? LB had taken the keys, had been having a stressful morning, took the keys off the hook, put them in her backpack, went to go leave for school and was like, where are the keys?
Oh.
And had some kind of amnesia and forgot she'd already taken the keys because she's like, oh, they rolled out of my backpack into the car. Because I was like, well, that's impossible because Dad wasn't in that car last night. I was.
Right.
I had driven that car, our Prius, to here.
Right.
Driven it home. Nobody else took that car out the night. And John would not have been in the car and would not have left the keys in there. So there was only one culprit, and that culprit was Elby. When she got home, I was like, so Elby, like, you actually took the keys? She's like, no, I didn't. That's impossible because I didn't take them. And I was like, well, you did. You put them in your backpack because that's the only, you know what I mean? It was like one of those things where it's like, no, that's literally the only way that could have happened. She goes, well, somebody put them in my backpack. I go, nobody put keys.
Some gremlin came out.
Plot against you. Nobody went
to frame her.
The gremlins came out. We fed them after midnight, right, and they were up to no good.
Yeah, they were trying to fuck with her. Oh my God! Wow.
So had to wait for her to get home. Brought both sets of keys back, and then we had to leave and go get the kids.
Did the kids want to take an Uber back home?
Probably.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
I have a backpack story that's been going on at my household.
Okay.
So I don't know if I told you this, but Phil got into Natalia's friend's backpack.
Yeah.
I talked about that, right? Mm-hmm. So now Phil is on a backpack mission. Now he thinks that any backpack he sees has got some shit in it that he wants. So he destroyed Sonny's backpack again. Aww. But that we recovered from that. Then the other day, Sonny can't find his backpack. He left it by the back door where he always leaves it, could not find it, and was like, what the hell? But then he looks down the hall, and he sees his laptop just laying on the floor.
Oh, no.
Phil took the backpack from the back door into another room down the hall.
Gets a privacy with that thing. Gets some alone time with that backpack.
Yes. He didn't take it to his other burial ground, which is upstairs. He's got a spot that I call, that's his kill place. Uh-huh. That's his burial ground where he brings all the shit from, like, the kitchen. He just eats it, and then, you know, you find the wrappers there.
Right.
He took it down into another room, turned the corner into the other room, like, hiding from everybody, ripped the side of it, ripped the whole, like, opened it as he was dragging it, dropped the laptop, didn't give a fuck about that, kept going, and there was no food in it. And we were like, what? And then Sonny was like, oh, I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich from 2 days ago that I didn't eat, but he took it out 2 nights ago, and he was like, do you think it's still good? And I go, no, dude, throw it away. Why didn't you eat it? And he's like, I got other food at school. I was like, all right, well, throw it away. But so Phil smelled the backpack. I smelled the peanut butter, and that's his jam. He loves that shit.
Oh, yeah. All dogs do.
Yes, yes. And so he just destroyed Sonny's second backpack, tore it apart.
Luckily,
the laptop is okay. Luckily, he didn't eat that, you know, at his rate. And I saved a dog the other day.
You did?
Yeah, a little karma. I mean, I didn't say, well, I was driving back home, and I see this, like, blonde lab, looks like Molly, just wandering around. And I was like, oh, wait, you must be, what are you doing? He was like in the street, and I pull over, I get out of the car, I pull him aside. His name is like Hugo or something. And I was
he had a tag on.
But then the people that he belonged to, I could not find their address. It's not on the curb. It's not on their house. But he was like very friendly to me. And then I'm like, where's your house? And he kind of just walked up to the house, and then the guy that answered the door was like, he was a kid. He wasn't a kid. He was like Kaylin's age. He wasn't the man of the house. So he was a kid. Like, stoned out of his mind.
Like, hey, how did I get hurt? I'm the man of my house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. But I could tell that he wasn't the dad. This kid was stoned. And I was like knocking and ringing the doorbell. And I don't think he wanted to come to the door. Oh, and I wouldn't leave.
He's like, you thought you were the feds.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, you know, when you're like high, you don't want to talk to people.
Right.
So he's, I stood there for like 10 minutes with this dog. And I kept ringing and knocking and ringing. And I'm like, I guess nobody's home. And then eventually he comes to the door and he's like, I could tell he was stoned. And I'm like, is this your dog? And he's like, oh my God, how did it get out? And I go, because your gate's wide open. If this is the house, your side gate's open. He's like, oh, we had workers here. I was like, okay, stoner, take your dog. But I felt good. I was like, I have a black lab that gets out. So if you ever see a fat lab, black, down the street, that's my dog. So return the favor. He's like, yeah, got it. I was like,
Oh, gosh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
I was once walking. I mean, I say once as if this happened 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever, a month ago. Mm-hmm. I was walking down our street. And there was a dog out like on the sidewalk, and it was kind of the evening that a dog shouldn't be there.
Right.
And the dog wasn't that friendly though. So it was, didn't want me to kind of come close, but it was just out in the street. It shouldn't have been there. So I was trying to like, so I went up to the house and similar situation. The guy wouldn't come to the door.
What the hell?
So now I'm kind of like peeking in the window.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. And then he sees me and I was like, hello, like waving at him to go to the door. So he comes to the window and I was like, is this your dog there that's outside? He goes, oh. How'd you get out? Yeah. And then, then he came to the front door and he was all grouchy with me.
See? I was
like, bitch.
Apple doesn't fall far from the tree. The dog's mean. The owner's mean.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, in our neighborhood, we have bears that are like out and about.
What?
Yeah. I should post some of these pictures. There's a mama bear with all these little baby bears walking in somebody's backyard. Cause I'm on our next neighborhood door. Facebook.
Oh, huh.
Not next door too, but this I found on our Facebook, neighborhood Facebook. And they're like, you know, oh, and everybody's talking about how cute they are and how whatever. And it's like, well, I have a son. They'll
rip your neck out.
Yeah. Like Sonny walks around this neighborhood all the time, sometimes in the pitch dark. And I'm like, and I keep telling him, watch out for bears, watch out. And he's like, yeah. Well, I took a screenshot and I showed, and there was a huge one just walking right in the middle of the street in broad daylight, like on our street.
Wow.
I know. I show you the pictures. It's crazy.
I had a client recently who was east of you, you know, a little further past Pasadena, and he had a pond in his front yard, and he was like, yeah, we need to like create some more hiding spots because the bears will come and get the fish. And I was like, well, they're not going to come and get me while I'm here in the pond, right? And he's like, no, you should be fine. I was like,
the neighbors are so like nonchalant, like, oh, look how cute. And they're like naming the bear and everything. And did he have a tag on his ear and stuff like that? And I was like, isn't anybody afraid? Like, why isn't anybody going like, hide your dogs and your kids? Like, how come? One woman said she used to work at the wildlife way station and she knows those types of bears and they're usually harmless. You know, don't, if they don't bother, they're just looking for food, which there's pictures of them going through trash cans and stuff, which all right. But like, what if one comes across Sonny when he's walking home listening to his porn?
That's a snack. He's a snack.
He is a snack. He's like, that's scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. And we got coyotes.
Oh, yeah. We have coyotes, too.
Do you ever hear them at night?
No.
When they howl, and it sounds like they're ripping a dog apart or something. I know. It's so...
They are.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
I haven't... I'm going to knock on wood. I haven't seen one in a while in our neighborhood. But I was used to see them all the time, and I was so scared.
I know. It is. It's scary. There's times...
A mace and a whistle and, like, just in case.
There's been times where Sonny comes home, and he's like... There was like a pack of them kind of following him from far away, you know, kind of like, you know, and then somebody will drive by and like scare him off and, you know, tell him like there's coyotes behind, whatever. But it's scary. I know. I'm like warning him about bears and, you know, watch out for the bear with the white van that can kidnap you. Telling him about everything.
All right. Hey guys, we have a couple of business shout outs before we totally say goodbye. And one of them is my friend Adam Lerner. Now, how I got my car was through a car broker.
Mm-hmm.
Do you use a car broker?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Okay. It's such a better way to get a car.
It is.
They don't charge you anything. So it's no fee to you, and they can get you, they can beat any price that you right. get at a dealership. That's how we first got turned on to car brokers.
Yeah.
Because we had a friend who used one and was like, we were shopping around for a car and calling and going, what's your best price? And then our friend goes, use a broker.
Right. Like, right.
They'll get you. Suzanne, that price.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is my friend who got us our last car. He got us a great deal on our VW. His name is Adam Lerner. And I'm just going to give you his phone number. It's 310-998-7048. And I will also put it on our Facebook page. So I'm going to just do a shout out for him every week. So he can do
awesome.
All of LA, any surrounding areas, hit him up.
Use that's him great.
For your car broker. I gave him a shout out in here once before, but now he's officially
that's awesome.
Doing it. Yeah. Also, Marin is Sugar Skull. That's her business. She and her husband, it's a small bakery and a gift shop on Kauai in Hawaii. Hawaii. So if you're vacationing there, check them out. You can like and follow their Instagram page at SugarSkull808. And she'll give you 15% off if you use the code FCOL. Also, Basic Becky. I just
sorry, bitch.
Asked her for a mug. Yeah. You know what I want to get? I want to get a Succession mug for John and call it. Do you remember when, what's his name? Greg.
Yes.
Started calling himself the Quad Squad.
Yes. Yes.
I want to do Quad Squad and I want to do a picture of the kids and that's then have one of them be John and just say Quad Squad.
I love that. That's awesome.
Wouldn't that be a fun
that's
mug?
That's a great idea.
I know. Becky, let's make this happen.
That's awesome.
We'll do a picture of Shiv. A yes. picture of
Roman
and a picture of Kendall and a picture of John Taylor.
That's so funny.
Quad Squad.
Love yeah. that.
I mean, he'll think that's so funny.
Yeah. I would love
okay,
that.
Okay, so just go to justbasicbecky.com to get some stuff made for yourself or find her on Facebook, Basic Becky. Also, Kelly, Wilma, and Frida, if you're in Palm yeah. Springs or if you're in Palm Desert,
yum.
I might do a book signing there.
Like, that's a good
next
idea.
Next year when my book comes out. Yeah. Yeah, they've been voted best breakfast for like 6 years in a row on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Divas. No.
They have great
they've
food.
Been yeah, they've been voted best breakfast and they're featured in anyway. You guys know the drill. Mm-hmm. All right. And we'll have some more for you on Friday.
All right. Well, thank you everybody. Thank you, Kaylin.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.